Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage you to download the Devil Radio app from Apple Store, Google. Our website, carry Devil Radio 24/7 on your phone. Listen to your favorite shows anytime. Well, there's another atrocity that occurred in Texas. This one's really hard to believe, but Texas has a primitive justice system. Primitive. There was a gentleman down there who had to wait in line at the polls for 6 hours. And the interviewer is an African-American guy. They interviewed him. And he said, this is at the election last year. He said, I have the right to vote. We have the right to vote. And I don't care what it takes. I'm going to be heard. Okay. His name was Hervis Rogers. It is Hervis Rogers. He voted. And the Texas police arrested him. And they put him in jail with a $100,000 bail. And he's facing a felony conviction that could put him in prison much of the rest of his life for voting. And here's what happened. In 1995, 26 years ago, he was convicted of a burglary. He served 9 years for the burglary. He was released in 2004. And he was put on parole for 16 years. In other words, he's been given a 25-year sentence for burglary. His parole ended in June of 2020. The election that he voted in was March of 2020, 60 days before his parole ended. He was convinced, his lawyer told him, he thought I committed a burglary. It's the only thing I did 25 years ago. It was wrong. I went to prison for 9 years, on parole for 16 years. It's now 2020, and parole has ended. You cannot vote in Texas under their law if you're still on parole. By the way, that should be changed in a voting rights case. I think you should be able to vote even if you're in prison, although think about that. Most of the votes in prison would be for Republicans. The reason is a lot of white-collar criminals in prison. Tax cheats, thieves, securities thieves, they'll all vote Republican. And a lot of the others will either vote Republican or not vote at all. But in any event, this guy was mistaken. His parole technically went another, 45 to 60 days. He hadn't done anything wrong on parole. Model guy. They got him. And the reason they got him was to send fear in the Black community, the minority community, and the Latino community that if you have any doubt, don't vote. $100,000 bail. It wasn't violent. He voted. What's the purpose of giving $100,000 bail so he can't get out? It's to scare people into not voting. And if he's convicted, and the ACLU is involved now, but if he's convicted, his parole gets revoked, but there isn't that much of his parole left, but it's a separate offense. You get another 10 years. This guy would end up having spent the remainder of his life practically in jail because he voted thinking that his parole had ended in 2020, which it did, but it was June of 2020 instead of March. You know, in Texas, they did this kind of stuff back when Ulysses Grant was president. After Lincoln had been assassinated, Andrew Johnson, terrible president, filled out the term, and then Ulysses Grant got elected in 1868, launched Reconstruction. He enforced Reconstruction. They did this kind of stuff. They jailed Black people for voting all the time. And you know what he did? He sent federal troops down there and arrested the judges and the legislators that did it and put them in jail and hanged some of them. And said, gentlemen, you may forget who won the Civil War. Slavery is outlawed, and any vestiges of it are outlawed. Do you understand that? And that lasted all through his presidency. He got reelected in 72, but in 76, There was a devil's pact between the Republican and Democratic parties. The Democrat had technically won the election. The Republicans wanted to keep the presidency. And so what they did is they said, all right, we'll drop Reconstruction and you can hang and beat and do whatever you want to black people if you let us keep power. And that was the start of the decline of the Republican Party. That was in the 1870s. Well, this is the 2020s, okay? And there was an NBC special, you may have seen it, where up in the panhandle near Amarillo, a crooked local cop just went out and planted drugs on the most respected black people in town, then arrested them, and they got multi-decade jail sentences. They said, we didn't do it. He just was a crook, and he testified it was there. He just thought he would clean out the town of respectable black people. And he was finally caught and they were released, but some of them have been in jail for 10 years, ruined their lives. So Texas and people like Cornyn down there, you think he's a moderate Republican, praised the cop at the time. You must understand something. All baloney aside, the senior leadership of the Texas Republican Party is very similar to the Democratic Party in Texas in the 1860s and 70s. There is not due process. There is not equal protection under the law. They will jail a man and put him in an $100,000 bail who's not violent because he voted to scare black voters. And that is why we need a Voting Rights Act. We have to take control of our federal elections. This guy wanted to vote in the primary for president and then in the general election for president. And the anti-Reconstructionists, the people from Texas with the mentality of the 1860s and 70s, not even the 1960s and 70s, much less the 2020s, have figured out a way to terrorize people. There's a good man. Hervis Rogers is a good man. And you make an innocent mistake about the end of your parole, and you're off by 45 or 60 days, and you haven't done anything wrong. Any rudimentary prosecutorial discretion in Wisconsin, they would not have prosecuted it. And if they did as a technicality, they wouldn't have done bail. And they would have said, if you don't do anything bad for a year, it's expunged. But down there, they're fond of the death penalty. And they're very fond of the equivalent of the death penalty on your life if they can use it to intimidate a minority community. That is what is happening in Texas. Now, the ACLU is in there. They brought their lawyers in. Depends which Texas judge they get. You know, what I would do, and federal judges have a great deal of discretion. Of course, this is all in state court. But one of the things you can do is, if the local laws are so crookedly administered and so crookedly of intent, you can enjoin their enforcement. Now, there is substantial federal law that says you should not go in while a criminal case is pending in a state court, even though it looks corrupt. You've got to give the states time to clean it up in their appellate courts. So if you're a criminal defendant in a state court, you can't just go to federal court and say, stop it, they're being unfair. Federal court will say no. You know, we respect the state courts. We assume they'll do the right thing. But if you have a pervasive history of deliberately prosecuting black people on trivial things to deter them from voting, that requires federal intervention. And the case law I'm talking about didn't take that into account. I would be an activist federal judge. I hope they have one down there. Who, if they sentence this guy to 10 years in prison and he brings a writ of habeas corpus in federal court, which he can. I'd intervene earlier, but if that's what he does, I'd grant it. Let him out. It's a crooked state. The people are not crooked. People are good. I've served with guys from Texas, great guys, great shipmates. Great university in Austin. My nephew and his wife lived down there for a long time while they worked in Austin. Friends in Dallas and Houston. But the enforcement of laws down there against black people is crooked. It has been crooked for a long time. And people haven't been definite enough in saying it. And I'm saying it right now. This guy, he did a bad thing in 95. He was convicted. He spent 9 years in jail. You know, put aside whether 9 years is too long, if there's no violence and all that. Okay. Then he's on parole for 16 years. So it's a 25-year deal. And he goes from 2004 to 2020 with nary a peep from them, model guy. And 45 to 60 days before the parole runs out, he mistakenly thinks he can vote in a presidential primary, and he does. And he's on $100,000 bail, facing another decade or more in jail. That's crooked. That's the denial of due process and equal protection. That is simply the 1860s and the 1870s all over again, saying that more than one way to skin a cat, we lost the Civil War, but we are going to hang this guy and scare the hell out of a lot of other people, because you know what's going to happen if you vote. We're going to look it over for technicalities, and if we get you, the penalty is you go to jail for the rest of your real life. Yeah, he may get out before he dies, but let's say he's 75 or 80. How much life does he have? What kind of life does he have? And up in the Amarillo area, when they simply framed all the respectable black people in town and put them in jail for 10 years, they finally caught the cop and he went to prison. You can't give them that back. And the Republican leadership supported it. All right. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. We've got some good callers on the lines. I'll get to you right away. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.